Hey, clip ships, what's up? It's your dude, William the Opinion Updike. I'm joined as I am every Monday through Friday by my best friend,
Positive Chuck Mockler.
What's up, guys? We're Locked On Clippers.
Feeling good today.
Part of the Locked On Network. Despite a loss, you're feeling good.
I'm absolutely feeling good.
Before we get too deep into things, guys, let me tell you a little bit about Tom Zurbin. Do you know about Tom Zurbin?
Oh, I've been to Tom Zurbin a couple times.
Great bar, located at LA Live. We, the hosts of this podcast, are going to be there tonight. We're doing a live event today, December 3rd, 5 p.m. We're going to be live watching the game of the Clippers versus the Pels. Guys, it's really important. I know that we're all sick of watching feeds of home games and you can't yeah. even hear the home crowd. Let's get this culture going, guys. Like let's bring it in. Let's put it together for our boys. We even have some incentives for you. There's going to be half off anything that pours for happy hour. There's they have a great local beer selection. There's going to be a special, I believe, right?
Some $15 wings and a beer.
Wings and a beer for $15? Are you kidding me?
Better than a poke in the eye with a sharp stick.
Have a new date. Take them out to Tom's Irving, man.
They probably
do a thing
love
on the
cheap.
And if they don't, dump them. Anyways, guys, that's all coming up tonight. We're going to be doing some giveaways. It's going to be a great time. Come check us out. We might try to do a live Twitter cast. I have no idea. I'm really on the fence on it. Charles is very confident.
I'm for it.
But we got a heck of a show lined up for you today. We're going to recap the awful loss to the Mavs yesterday, including some key takeaways, and we're going to try to find a couple silver lines. I'm going to try to not dump on the Clippers for 10 minutes. And then it is Monday, which means our weekly segment, The Freshies, where we talk about the rookie class. We talk about the fresh blood. We talk about what we should be seeing more of. And then we're going to wrap up with a preview of tonight's game against the Pelicans. All that and more coming up right about now.
So, yes, the Clippers did lose 114 to 110 to the Mavs last night.
He's bad.
In particularly frustrating fashion.
Yeah.
Let's get some quick stats out of the way for people who didn't see it. Also, shout out to our listeners for sticking with us when we had to do two solo episodes randomly last week.
Oh, yeah.
Very much appreciate that for you guys. Quick stats. Trez led the Clippers with 23 off the bench and added 10 boards. Lou Williams and Gallo each had 21, and Lou contributed kind of a sneaky 8 assists.
Yeah, we'll talk about that a little bit more later. But
for the Mavs, Harrison Barnes had 30 to lead them, which just presses me to just even read. While ageless wonder J.J. Perea put up 24 from the bench.
He looked truly unstoppable.
I don't know if it's us. He's been playing great lately, but like,
it was us.
It sucks to
It's
watch.
A little bit us.
It's a little bit us.
There was also other fun stat. There was at least one tooth lost.
Oh yeah. DSJ
lost a tooth. JJ Barea also bleeding from the mouth. He might, a visit to the dentist today, be at 31 teeth, or I don't know. He probably is missing a bunch of teeth.
That old.
He's
man.
Old.
I will say big shout outs to Dennis Smith Jr. for getting his tooth knocked out by Patrick Beverley and being pretty cool with it.
It was fair.
No, that's what I mean.
I mean, it wasn't like they were going after a loose ball.
But there's some players where I think it would maybe.
Babies.
Yeah,
call
exactly.
them babies.
It maybe not would have been as cool. So let's get into the bad. The biggest bad for me, we lost the rebounding battle 64 to 44. DeAndre Jordan, former Clipper great, 23 rebounds. Gortat had 4.
Yeah, that was rough. That was not a matchup that worked well. There was a period, I think it was like half of the fourth, where we didn't have Trez in, which I think was
you're
foolish.
Hot about that.
Yeah, I thought that was really foolish. Harrell killed us at the line. He went 1 of 6, shot 16%.
That's a big issue this year so far.
Huge,
everything great has overshadowed issue. Those. When he was getting those MVP chants at the game we went to against the Spurs, he missed 2 free throws in crunch time.
Yeah, I mean, he missed 5. We've seen him miss that many a couple times throughout this season. I honestly, and this is like maybe just me reading too much into it, but when he goes to shoot a free throw, he squares up his feet like they're
like directly perpendicular with the rim.
They're directly perpendicular, and both feet are like even with one another.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. I think you got to put that your dominant hand. You got to put that foot forward.
That's
a little
what
bit
DeAndre
more.
Did, and it's really changed his whole life.
Yeah, I think that's a goofy setup, and it's like the same thing. Like you see him, he also gets lower into his stance before he shoots a free throw, and like he seems a little off balance.
Yeah, if you get too low, I mean, you're talking to someone who hits about 75% of their free throws in a game of Office 21.
All right.
I do employ the even stance, but you can't get too low.
Yeah.
Or it's like you're standing on an escalator.
I think the even stance is for fools. It looks goofy.
Yeah. The 1-6 from the line was really bad. Everything else was great from him.
Yeah.
I had a question on Twitter, and some people seem to kind of agree with me. I don't mean this as like a weird pitting him against Gallo or Tobias. I think Trez is the star of this team.
Yeah, so I want to piggyback off of that. I got a little bit of issue.
Yeah.
What's the deal with Tobias, man? They're not clutch.
They're not clutch.
They're not clutch. So fourth quarter, they combined for 5 points on a combined 15% shooting.
Yikes.
These are two near max players.
Yeah.
What the hell, bro?
It's one who wants a max.
What the hell, bro?
Bro, what are you doing, bro?
I just don't even, I don't even know what to say. There's so much to love and that I do love from both of these guys. I think, though, that like clutch instinct isn't quite there.
I think for Gallo, it is more so than Tobias.
Yeah.
Which he proved, I mean, he hit those free throws that take us to overtime.
Definitely. And both of these guys have had standout performances. We'll cover it a little bit more when we get into the Pels action. But like that game, he put up 11 in the fourth. And he was, I think he only missed one shot. He was near perfect. Yeah. Tobias.
Yeah. And he was also, I mean, he ended with 18 points. Like you said, 11 in the fourth. You got to be there the whole game. That's the Tobias thing.
The 11 in the fourth, I'm referring to the Pelicans game. Sorry, I'm getting confused.
No worries. You got to be there the whole game.
Yeah, he had 0 points in the fourth, Tobias.
Yeah, like you can't, it's great to score 16 or whatever in the first half and then to end with 21 points. Like, I understand people cool off or defenses adjust. One thing I saw, that they started to double team Tobias.
I know, and this is, I've been talking about this a little bit since the Wizards game, but one thing that I think has been lacking is his ability to adjust to defenses.
Yeah.
Like, you know, last year he was a sleeper guy. We get it. He wasn't getting double teamed, but you know, if he's, you know, for better or worse, kind of our superstar of the team.
Mm-hmm.
And as such, he's going to get a different type of magnetism on defense.
Yeah. He's going to get treated differently too from the fans.
And so I want to see him like find ways to score. Like he didn't, I think he only went to the line once in that fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Like if you're getting double teamed, man, you got to take advantage of anything that you can.
We had a bunch of issues in this game with our free throws, other than like you mentioned Montrez missing him. So the best part of the game, we were up 9 in the second. We let that slip as that half came to a close. We were in the bonus with over 6 minutes left in the first half, and we just stopped being aggressive.
Yeah.
And then in the fourth, we were one foul away from being in the bonus again with over 6 minutes left and couldn't get a call.
Yeah.
Which also, DeAndre had 2 fouls called on him midway through the first quarter.
Yeah.
Those 3 things should add up to like, wow, the Clippers shot 39 free throws.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't think anybody else missed a single free throw this entire game other than the 5 missed by Harrell.
Yeah. I just wish there would have been more. This team has a big issue with being in the bonus and not attacking.
Yeah.
Like, we talked about the skinniest guys on our team are the best finishers.
Yeah, it's really weird. Like, you know, well, Gallo gets to the line a fair bit. He's really smart. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, these bigger bodied guys, especially like Tobias, I mean, there's no reason why they shouldn't be drawing contact.
Mm-hmm. You got to bang on some fools sometimes.
And that was one of the things they wanted him to address going into the offseason. I do think it's gotten somewhat better.
The Wizards game, there were some highlights of it.
Yeah.
He was driving well to his right in that Wizards game off the pick and roll. Which I think,
but once again, in the fourth, he was unable to be efficient. I think he maybe had 2 points.
Agreed. Quick, while we're kind of ragging on the team, quick shout out to Avery Bradley for playing a really good game.
Oh, yeah.
12 points, 5-11 shooting, 2 of 3 from three, plus 2 steals. That, I think you and I both agree, is the ideal Avery Bradley line.
100%.
You give me that 75% of the time, love it.
Yeah,
you're
absolutely
fantastic. The bonus stuff is what really frustrated me.
I think it's weird, too, because the intensity was definitely there at the beginning of the game, and I feel like when they went on that 10-0 or 12-0 run,
washed away.
During the second, I feel like it definitely took a little bit of the wind out of the sails, and I don't think that the team ever looked dominant as they had earlier ever.
We play down to every team's level. When we're playing bad, we just go straight down to their level. Not a whole lot to analyze other than just some really frustrating effort.
I guess I wanted to, before we... move off, talk specifically about the fourth quarter, because yeah. I think that that is like...
So we had kind of a funny way. I saw like the second and third quarter because I was on a flight, and Will saw the first and the fourth. So we had
I watched the first half, and then part kind of the third as I was getting ready to go to a show.
We have a nice hodgepodge of two people watching one game.
Yeah, yeah. So I know there always one of us has eyes on it. I guess the reason I want to address the fourth quarter is because we had that stretch of games where we kind of had some close games against lesser opponents.
Yeah.
We've had a couple situations, last game against the Pels, our opener against the Nuggets, in that Wizards game where it really does come down to the fourth. And I would say this is based on nothing just in my head right now.
For sure.
We're maybe about 50% in those games.
Yeah.
And I think that this team, given the veteran leadership, and just I think the intelligence of the players on this team should be better. Right off the bat, I think if Bradley hadn't missed that dunk, off the steal, in transition, I think we win this game.
I mean, that's a tough place to play, but they're also very susceptible to the other team doing something sweet and getting real quiet.
Yeah, yeah. Should Milos even have been playing in that fourth quarter?
I don't know.
I'm of the opinion of no.
That's what frustrates me, is you give Milos this playing time, but we're getting killed on the boards, and you don't bring in Boban,
yeah,
who is, just so people don't forget, 7'3".
I know. I guess I was pretty perplexed by that situation because
everybody on Clippers Twitter was so mad.
I'm just not really understanding of that decision. Maybe he wanted to save Boban up. I'm hoping, we'll get into this later in the game preview, but yeah. I'm hoping that we see a good amount of Boban tonight. Trez definitely should have been on the floor more. We had almost no second chance points.
Yeah. And we gave them a ton. We gave up so many offensive rebounds.
Yeah, we gave up so many. To their credit, I do think that it is hard to play there, the Mavs at home. That
insane
crowd.
Insane atmosphere.
That crowd was so loud. Yeah, I mean, I guess that's the biggest thing I have, except for, I think, Lou, I wanted to touch on, like, he did have the 8 assists. He also had 3 key turnovers, mm-hmm. one of which was the loss, was for yeah, the loss.
For sure.
So I think, and we talk about this all the time, but I think the communication and transition, like, if it's not happening where we're not playing at, like, you know, the highest speed,
yeah,
I think that's fine, but I think that means it's time to slow it down.
Yeah, don't rush it. Don't hurl passes.
Yeah, don't force something that's not working. And I was tweeted out early on in the game that, like, I was loving the pace and I was loving the ball and I was loving the ball movement. And then, not as much in the second half. So all in all,
frustrating loss.
Frustrating loss.
Last possession, Tobias got blocked by Dennis Smith Jr. Instead of just driving to the rim, he took a weird quasi floater jump shot.
Yeah, so I just want to touch on this real quickly too. I know that Tobias is so comfortable in the mid range. I want to see him
drive.
I want to see him cut out half of those shots.
Don't. I'm not saying throw it down on Dennis Smith Jr. I'm saying go to the rim.
He could though.
He could go to the rim. Maybe get some contact.
Yeah.
Leave it up to that.
It just goes along with our same thing of, like, he needs to be creating in other ways, whether it's drawing the foul. So yeah, I'd like to see half of those. Those long mid-range jumpers converted to either, you know, what ends up being free throws or just step backs.
It was a frustrating game, you guys. First night of a back-to-back. Hopefully tonight we can bounce back from that. Coming up after this, we're going to talk about the freshies, some new guys, and one particular new guy who needs to play in the starting five. But first, if you follow multiple Locked On Podcast Network shows, check out Locked On Net on Twitter and Instagram. It's an aggregated feed of all the shows. It's great if you're, you know, a Nittany Lions fan and, I don't know, probably an awesome Clippers fan.
It's great because I can get Clippers, I can get Rams, I can get Chargers.
You can get everything in one spot. It's great during
games. Those are the only teams in Los Angeles.
It'll be great. It's great during games because you can get kind of longer clips of what's going on the Instagram stories and whatnot. And Locked On NBA just added former first-round pick and 8-year NBA veteran Trevor Booker to their podcast. So check that out. That is unprecedented analysis. Check out Locked On Net on Twitter and Instagram. And if you're not listening to Locked On NBA, give them a listen too. So welcome to the Freshies.
Fresh.
Believe it or not, that was me, not a sound effect.
Wow.
So this is where we talk about usually one particular rookie or the young guys. we'll quickly highlight Anthony Bennett, former number one pick. Not his fault. He was a number one pick.
Yeah.
36 points in a game for the Agua Caliente Clippers. Pretty cool.
It's fine.
That's how I felt when I saw it. Someone asked me on Twitter what that means for the fan base, and I said, I don't know, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
If it happens 4 more times, that's sweet.
If it happens 10 more times.
Yeah, like 30, it's like, oh, he played pretty good. He was really efficient. I think he went like 12 of 13 or something like that.
Yeah, doesn't Motley average like 25 though?
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. So I was like, this is great for one time, but I don't know. Keep it up, Anthony. Shout out to Anthony Bennett. His career seems like a goddamn roller coaster. I would not want any part of it. So we talked about Motley last week, and I think we can talk about him again because everyone else, at least on Clippers Twitter, is also talking about it.
Yeah.
Someone who rebounds has to get called up and given some minutes at some point, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Tobias can't lead our team in rebounds for the whole damn year.
No.
I don't want that. Unless he's averaging 12. But
yeah, but it still just shouldn't be up to him. You know, especially because I would like to be able to rely on him more consistently offensively, which, you know, he is, but I want more. I want more.
Give me more. He's averaging 8.5 right now, which is fantastic. Also, shout out to Tobias, just named Western Conference Player of the Month. And Doc Rivers, Coach of the Month.
Wow.
Dang right. But it's just like there's a discrepancy. I had this on the note for the first segment. We can talk about it now. Our center position has gotten worse as the year has gone on.
Yeah. I mean, Gortat has had his ups and downs.
Mostly downs.
Yeah. Sorry, big guy.
He sets a great screen.
Yeah.
That's his ceiling, it seems to be.
Yeah, which is not enough.
No, not for this is. I mean, you know, Doc shook up the backcourt, which was great. It really helped everyone out. Now maybe shake up the center position. We can't have two guys on the floor at the five and the one who are going to combine for like 16 points and I don't know. I'm assuming like 7 rebounds from last game. Gortat had 4. So yeah. This is the most frustrating part of the team right now, I would say.
Yeah, it definitely is. Especially, I mean, I hadn't thought that much about this being a deficiency coming into the season.
Me neither, because I think we were both of the theory that like, oh, we got 3 totally different dudes. Their weaknesses will overlap the other person's strength or something like that.
Yeah. I'm just not seeing enough strengths for Gortat.
No. What would you say his strengths are?
He is the size, roughly, the center should be.
Agreed.
He can set a screen.
A good screen.
He has some like passing kind of ability.
He has some passing ability.
Well, the thing is he just doesn't really have a great post game.
Yeah.
It's never really been a part of his game. So that limits like any sort of, not any, but I would say it greatly reduces the amount of assists he's ever going to get.
Yeah. He's great in the pick and roll.
Yeah.
Every now and then.
Can't dunk.
Refuses to dunk. Actually, I think you're right. I don't know if he can dunk.
I think he can.
He's dunked once this year. And it was an alley-oop from Shea, and I think Shea threw it purposely as high as he could. So Gortat
In person that he could dunk, it would be a situation where me and my friends would have to find a basketball, drive to a basketball
dunk right
court,
now.
And say, dunk right now.
Dunk right now.
Show us.
Show me you can dunk. Yeah, he's not good at defense. He's really soft. He doesn't challenge people at the rim.
Yeah.
He's the king of jumping backwards. You know what I mean? Like someone will jump in and he'll like jump backwards.
Yeah.
I don't know. We need to see Motley. Jonathan Motley is what this team needs to just see. I'm not saying it's going to solve every problem.
We don't even know that it's going to work.
Yeah, we don't know if it's going to work.
But we haven't tried.
We called him up and didn't play the kid.
Yeah.
You never try to play the kid.
He brought a stop kit and everything.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it also is personally rude, I think, to call someone up who crushes the night before.
Definitely.
To a team that you need rebounding against. And then you're like, nah, we're not even going to put you in for a little bit. I know rude maybe isn't the right word, but you know what I mean. It's like,
I would love to see him get some minutes tonight. Like watching him try
Give him five.
Watching him try to defend Julius Randle. I think that'd be once again, a great test.
Yes. And we were in just a slew of games that Mavs, Kings, Suns run. Perfect time to test him out.
Perfect. That like, Suns game would have been great.
Archetype centers you're going against, athletic centers you're going against. There's no real awful matchup he's going into that. But like, let the kid show what he can do. He got hurt.
I'm perplexed too because I don't understand what the plan is if we're not trying these guys out. Are we just fully...
We're sticking with Gortat?
Yeah, we're fully just going to wait. We're going to sit on our laurels and then approach free agency hoping to get a new center?
Which like...
Without even like knowing what the talent that we have under our very noses is capable of?
Also, special shout out to Angel Delgado. My Manders deserve some run too. this is the most frustrating part of Doc's coaching right now. It's like everything else I'm very happy with.
Yeah.
But this is pretty unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's all we really got for the freshies. You got anything else?
No. I feel like we're kind of down today.
We're down on the team. Well, they're not giving us too much to be up for.
Come out, see us at Tom's Urban tonight, though. We're going to be in great moods.
Oh, we'll be having a good time. Coming up after this, a preview of the game against the Pelicans.
So, Pels.
Pelies. Away game. Both of us on a back-to-back.
Yes, and they did take out Charlotte last night.
AD played very well.
Yeah. Kemba didn't really have that good of a game, though.
No.
So,
your boy.
Last time, at Smoothie King Center.
Great name.
We went down 109 to 116. We got outscored by 10 in the third.
Oof.
Never really were able to come back from that. We never seized a lead. I think the closest we ever got to the Pels was like maybe within 5 points.
Yeah, that was our classic bad third quarter.
Yeah, yeah. And then Tobio scored 50.
Woo!
But they were a sieve on the other end.
Oh, what?
Finishing with negative 17.
Not a good.
And it is going to be Wesley Johnson. Former broken ankles, Clipper great.
Former frowny face.
His first game against the Clippers. He was a DNP last time. So,
you think he's going to play this time?
I don't know. Is there going to be a movie for him?
At the Smoothie King Center? The king of all Smoothie Kings. I think tonight might be a little similar to what it was like last time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so.
So what do you think we need to do to win?
Here's what I think we need to do to win. We have more depth than they do.
Yeah.
Let's run these fools.
Definitely.
Let's just run. You know, Trez took a couple charges. He looked like he was maybe banged up on that last game.
Yeah.
I'm a little worried about that. I think we're going to see maybe a heavy dose of Boban.
I think that, yeah, we got to see some Boban.
Everything we've guessed about what centers we're going to see has been wrong, I think, every game throughout the year.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say, I hope we don't see Boban.
More
reverse psychology.
A little negging.
Not a lot of people know about reverse psychology. We need to grab some dang rebounds.
Yeah, that's going to be huge. We got out-rebounded.
By 20. Oh, last game it was by 20.
Against the Pels?
Oh, no, sorry. The game last night.
Last night. I think the last game against the Pels, we were really close. I think it was like 46 to 48.
I'm still baffled we're somehow a top 10 rebounding team. I think that stat is broken.
Yeah.
I don't believe that stat. How are we top 10 rebounding team? We out-rebounded every game.
That's an empty stat. That's an empty stat.
I would like to see Gallo more on the boards on defense.
On defense?
I was thinking on
offense.
Offense. I apologize.
He had two offensive rebounds last night. And like even that.
The world of offensive rebounds is quite a bit.
Yeah, especially for like
him.
But if he has 2 to 4, I mean, you know, I think that this is going to be a really close game. I think 2 to 4 offensive rebounds could realistically be the difference between winning and losing this game.
Yeah, this game's going to be hella close, I think.
Yeah.
What do you think we need to do to win?
The bench play is going to be really crucial. Last time, it was a huge point of success. We outscored the Pels bench 45 to 22.
Ooh.
18 of those 22 points were from Julius Randle.
Spicy.
Yeah. So I do think that stopping Randle is going to be kind of hard. I'm excited to see how Trez lines up against him.
Yeah.
But I think ultimately, like if our bench can get back into solid functioning order, you know, they don't stand a chance against our bench.
I agree 100%. Shea had a bit of a off night last night.
It wasn't a great showing.
It wasn't truly awful, but it wasn't good.
Yeah. But he has been improving.
Yeah.
Much so since the last time they played. I think he scored all of 2 or 4 points. But I would like to see him show off his improved shooting and scoring. Last time he was able to use his length to fight defensive pressure from Holiday, who is a great defender, and also even AD, he was able to get around him to put one in the basket. I think that, you know, he could be an X factor. We keep talking about that, like the ceiling for this team. I think if Shea, you know, like really is exceeding expectations,
mm-hmm.
I do think that that's something that could produce a win tonight and a lot of wins for the rest of the season.
And Tobias has to show up.
Yeah.
Let's hope he redeemed himself from last night. So, what could go wrong? Number one on our list, every single game, rebounds. will go wrong at this point is what it feels like.
Yeah. Turnovers, we got to do better. Last time, we committed double the amount of turnovers that they did. Yeah. I think it was 16-8. The team is functioning a lot tighter than they were at that point. I think the communication is a lot better. Once again, though, this is going to be a game where I think that we need to set the pace, and that pace needs to be not blistering in transition. They'll if it's not happening.
Us. They'll kill us in transition. They have a big guy who can run faster than our three or four, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, can't have a classic bad quarter.
No.
Just got to avoid that at all costs. AD is probably just going to go off, but I'm fine with that.
What about Wesley Johnson?
Dude, Wes Johnson could be fueled by the fire of 1,000 suns.
So last time we matched up, we did have the defensive support of Luke and Mbamute.
Yeah, who apparently doesn't play for the Clippers anymore.
Yeah. So I think without him, it could lead to a big game for Julius Randle. I don't know. I think that kind of neutralizing him is to me, going to fall a little bit probably on Mike Scott.
Yeah, that kind of goes into our matchups. We'll get into that. I like yours. Mike Scott versus himself.
Yeah. Yeah. So he had a bad shooting night last night, went 1 of 6. And it was kind of interesting because his shot selection was a little bit different than we typically think of it. Most of it, I think four, like he took 6 shots. 4 of them were within 15 feet, with all of one of those being, so like 3 of the 4 being within 10 feet.
I don't want to see that.
Yeah. So I think he should just stick to threes.
Stick to threes, Mike.
Well, and I think that he should use his driving and stuff as more of a playmaking opportunity.
Underrated play passer.
Yes. And I bring this up. I think I even tweeted out yesterday. Like, he can be a really solid playmaker, and I think that we need to see that if his shots aren't falling. And I think defensively, you know, if he steps up, that could be huge for us.
Yeah. Another one. Who covers AD? Boban? Trez?
Yeah, I don't know,
for
man.
35 seconds.
Gallo, just for the effort.
Just for the effort. I think Mirotić on Gallo is going to be an interesting matchup.
Yeah.
That's going to be... I think Gallo can do okay against that. Mirotić isn't shifty.
I think Tobias could guard Mirotić pretty well, too.
Yeah,
because he's not really like in danger of him like driving a whole lot to the rim or anything.
Not at all.
It'll mostly just be... you know, hand down, man down.
If Bradley and Shea can do a good job against Jrue Holiday, I think Mirotić will have a not good game.
Yeah.
Which will ultimately help us. What are your predictions for this game?
So I think that this is going to be super close. And I'm thinking 119-116 Clippers.
I'm going 125-123 Clippers.
Nice.
I feel like this is as negative as we get in terms of predictions. This is like us predicting a loss.
Oh, because it's so close?
Yeah.
I mean, the Pelicans are a really good squad. I think they're only at 500 right now, but their record, you know, belies how good that they very are.
If you're listening and you want to come watch the game tonight, we got a spot for you. Tom's Urban, LA Live, 5 p.m. Come through, Clippers Nation.
Game's for free. You don't even have to pay to watch it.
You don't even got
to
pay to watch it. You can pay us if you want, but hey, I mean, we'll take
That's
it.
That's on you.
I'm not going to say we're going to give it back because we'll take it. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to have hopefully recapping a victory against the Pelicans, seeing what's going down on Clippers Twitter, which has been very friendly to us lately. Big shout out to Clipper Nation.
Hey.
We've been feeling the love. And some general NBA talk. I have been positive Chuck Mockler.
And I'm William the Opinion Updike. Thanks for tuning in, guys.